We're going now to South Africa, which has long wrestled with an issue familiar to Americans, illegal immigrants. Migrants from neighboring Zimbabwe have poured over South Africa's border for years. Now hundreds of thousands are facing a deportation deadline. They have until Friday to apply for visas that would allow them to stay in South Africa legally. This mass deportation presents lots of problems, among them concerns about violence. Anders Kelto reports from Cape Town.
In the bustling Cape Town suburb of Wynberg, the afternoon sun is beating down. Hundreds of Zimbabweans stand in a parking lot, fanning themselves as they wait to enter a makeshift government office. Food vendors peddle fruit and drinks to people who have been waiting in line for hours. Newton Zvushe says he arrived early, but it's now 3 p.m. and he's still nowhere near the front of the line.
I was here since 6 o'clock in the morning. From 6 o'clock in the morning up to now, no, I've done nothing.
Like many, Zvushe is here to apply for a work permit. He came to South Africa in 2006, fleeing Zimbabwe's increasingly repressive regime and the nation's economic collapse. Zimbabwe's inflation rate spiraled out of control, and things like bread and milk became unaffordable. Zvushe has been working as an undocumented school janitor for 3 years, and he sends most of the money he makes to his family back in Zimbabwe. He worries what will happen if he isn't granted a work permit.
I've got brothers, three young brothers who are in primary school, and a sister. They all need my support and my parents too. So once I'm get deported, it means the whole of my family will suffer.
South Africa harbors huge numbers of immigrants and receives more applications for asylum than any country in the world. In September, the Ministry of Home Affairs announced that special protections for Zimbabwean immigrants would end on December 31st, and anyone who did not register with the government by that date could be deported. Some human rights groups have criticized this decision. Bram Hanekom runs PASSUP, an organization that advocates for Zimbabwean refugees. He says mass deportations would be catastrophic, especially for young Zimbabweans and those who are HIV positive.
Many people will die. Many people will die. They don't have access to the ARVs. They don't have access to the necessary nutritional intake. They don't have access to necessary medical treatment. And a large group of youngsters will also grow up uneducated because the education system is also crippled.
There are also widespread fears of resurgent attacks against foreigners if the government moves ahead with mass deportations. Resentment against Zimbabweans exploded in deadly violence in South Africa 2 years ago, fueled by anger over Zimbabweans' willingness to work for less. Unemployment in South Africa is measured at 25%, but the actual number is believed to be closer to 40%. South Africa's government has tried to accommodate the huge numbers of applicants by setting up temporary visa offices. Inside this one in Wynberg, there are just 3 workers to process applications from more than 500 people. And more Zimbabweans are arriving every day.
Do you have asylum, Mama? Do you have asylum? Do you have a photocopy of asylum, please?
Altogether, hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans are applying for permits. But an even greater number are believed to be ignoring the government mandate. Many are scared of being deported, but some, like Morris Marima, say deportation would merely be an inconvenience.
If I am deported, I'll come back. As long as I have money, then you know, it's very easy crossing that border. It's like going from here to Johannesburg, as long as you've got money.
For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town, South Africa.